My name is Jalen. I am 30 years old. Today is December 1st. I'm speaking with Joe, who is my cousin. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Definitely just be proactive with life and things you do, like every action, like basically living up your every day to like your fullest expectations. Like, don't ever procrastinate is bad. So yeah, like, definitely make sure you make your day count. Like, don't waste any time because life is short.
What's something that gives you hope to our country?
Definitely that we still remain, like, kind of like the idea of just, like, our self-freedoms. Like, we're very, as like, individuals, we're very independent. So our decisions purely rely on us and us alone and what we do and how we want to control our lives. So, like, that kind of makes, like, the country, like, just the idea of living in this country, like, just good.
Alright. Tell me about a time when you saw our government do something that you didn't approve of.
Definitely in terms of the idea of ICE, where it's like you're shipping off people. Like, I get it that there's a lot of people in this country who illegally immigrated, but it's like, to an extent, it's like everyone at least deserves a chance to prove themselves that they need to, like, that they deserve to, like, have an independent life and freedom here.
Tell me about a time when you saw our government helping people or improving their lives.
Say any time, like, there's a protest for something that's, like, I guess proactive, is that the right term for it? Anytime there's, like, a protest for, like, a positive change in the world.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
Born and raised in Chicago. Kind of live on the south side or near south side. Yeah. Just in terms of just being raised from here, it's not as bad as everyone thinks it is. It's like, you, especially living by the south, but like, I guess it's just a very, like, self, like, I don't know, like, self.
It's not as bad as what everyone says it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and like, it's just very, like, Chicago's very prideful, so like, in a lot of cases, like, just the people in the community here, it's like you just know that everyone, like, majority of everyone, just like, is just very, like, prideful of themselves and their statements and, like, anything they stand up for.
What is the biggest regrets that you still have till this day?
Biggest regrets. Honestly, I don't really have regrets to mine because I live my life, like, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
My own choices, and whatever I make, like, whatever choices I make, whether they're good or bad, like, that's on me. So if it's a negative outcome to what I do, I wouldn't regret it because I made that choice myself.
How did you do in college that was... Wait. What did you do in college that was different in high school?
Definitely the time management. Like, in high school, yeah, there's time management to, like, getting your work done and stuff like that. But you're kind of on a set schedule where, like, you go to school at 7:45 or school starts at 7:45 and you get out at, like, 3 or something. 3 or something. Mm-hmm. But for college, you just have, like, an endless amount of, like, free time. And that's on you whether you want to be proactive or not with that time. So I think that's, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. If you had the chance to go back in time and change one thing, what would that be? Like, it could be anything.
Honestly, I would say, like, my work ethic for just sports in general. For, like, mm-hmm. basketball especially. Mm-hmm. Like, I took basketball very serious as a kid, but, like, I felt like I definitely didn't give it my 100%. And I would probably be somewhere in, definitely somewhere playing for a college right now if I really dedicated it, or, like, way earlier.
Alright. Well, that's it. Thank you, Jalen.
Yep.
The sailor.